Hi, this is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and listen to King's Realm. I think they actually do know what they're saying.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure you are following us everywhere at King's Realm Pod. Leave us voicemail. Send us a text 562-317-0087. So, Kings are third in the division with a 23-10-5 record, but they do have two games in hand on second place Edmonton. They had a 1-0 week where they clapped the Lightning, but
clapping them cheeks.
Unfortunately, that's all we got because wildfires throughout the LA area have postponed tonight's game against Calgary. So
too many flames.
Way too many flames. So yeah, literally. So I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Whitlock.
Yeehaw!
We's in Texas. And Jordan Heckman, who looks like he's in Texas.
Yeehaw, bitches! Sorry, I just want to be part of the cool kids club.
Hey, we're all kind of in Texas then.
Kind of in Texas. All up in Texas.
Alexis, Texas?
I mean, if that's your thing.
Am I like too overdressed for this?
Yeah, definitely.
Michelle, is this too much?
James came wearing a suit.
We're literally at a work event right now at the hotel in Dallas, Texas.
Which is why it sounds we're like in a big booming room.
Yeah, we're in a conference room.
It's got good echo in here. Great acoustics.
Echo.
Your face is a conference room.
Oh. Yeah, I saved you a seat.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wait a minute. shit.
That turned on Jordan real quick.
Sure did.
He was not ready for that.
Hey, we only have one game to cover this week.
It's going to be a short show, which I like because I'm fucking tired. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's 11:30 for us.
That's it should have been 10:30 for you.
Yeah.
We tried.
Hotel Wi-Fi did not cooperate.
Yeah, it took a while to get on Wi-Fi. We're actually running it through my computer because James' computer, for some reason, can't figure its shit out. So, yeah, here we are, making it work.
For some reason, I'm just looking at a black screen, and I like it this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can everybody else see us? That's what I want to know. Yeah?
Hey, look, Jesse's on the podcast. Oh, wait, it's James. Wow.
Oh, man.
Because you're both bald.
And wearing a suit.
Well, yeah, but it's funnier when I say you're both bald.
All right.
Hey, Jaden, I'm glad you're not at work.
That's it. I'm done, dude. Getting out of this thing.
Taking the whole shirt off too?
Whoa.
Wow.
If you say so, you're still a black screen for me.
That kind of pod.
Jesse's hiding in the shadows.
Yeah, he's just waiting to hear. The bat signal went off, so
it's
figuratively. He's got a t-shirt tucked into his pants.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you, my dad?
Break this button.
He's got like handcuffed by his dress shirt. He took off his dress shirt. He's got his King's Realm shirt underneath it, but it's tucked into his pants, so he looks like a fucking nerd right now.
Fucking nerd.
Honestly, you explaining this to me, and then it also works well for the people not watching.
Yeah,
the
I know.
Stream.
It's gonna be a rare show because you can't see us, which is your internet must be fucked, Jordan.
No, it's great.
I did save you a present. Jordan, got you two.
Show me. Oh, wait.
Got you two.
Yeah, we're showing you right now.
Hey, got it at Walmart. Really nice.
Got it at Walmart. It's pretty nice.
Steve says shirt tucker.
There we go. Is that better, folks?
Yeah. You now look like a King's Realm host.
Okay, there we go. That's better.
Yeah, I'm running at 450 and 520. It's definitely not my internet.
No, yeah, something's just messed up.
It's probably the yard.
Yeah. Yeah, we're running this entire show on what, 25? So
you're on 60. I've got
60. You got to 25. That's right.
I got 25. I was at 4 megabits per second.
Yeah. I don't think that was going to stream very much. So
nope.
And then I couldn't get into StreamYard and it was a whole thing. So
we're here now. So let's
We got it. It only took an hour.
Yeah. What do we got for games?
I've realized this evening that Cowboys don't podcast for a reason because you can't wear headphones with a cowboy hat.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
You're still dark. Look better when you didn't have hats on.
Should we talk about the game this week?
Here we go. Better.
the game.
The game.
What a
that counts, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Due to difficulties.
Doo-doo.
Scheduling difficulties.
Nah, flamed it. Never mind.
Flamer.
Whoa. Can you still say that?
I wish Calgary would just be a little bit more sensitive to
you talking about Calgary.
All right, I'm done. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. You can't be a cowboy and fucking podcast at the same time.
You should have stopped being a cowboy.
Like how James
should have been a cowboy.
Like how James brought drinks and still found a way to chew into the mic.
Should have learned to rope and ride.
Luxardo cherries, dude. They're the best.
Wearing my six shoe, riding my pony.
You got that whole way you can lean back and not be chewing back. Into the mic.
No, I'm just right here. I'm just all up in it.
All up in that.
Hey, Victor Hedman scored the first goal of the game.
Hey,
he's old.
Oh wait, not ours anymore. Just, never mind.
Just Hedman? Over a minute.
Oh, Hedman. Got it.
Do you think Arvidsson?
Yeah.
Wrong team.
Wrong team, man. Wrong position.
Victor. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Wrong head, man. Mikey Anderson follows it up.
You got James. He damn near had a drink shoot out his mouth.
It would be the one time that I can't see you. I know it would be that.
Hey, better chewing than sucking.
Starting off strong.
No. Anyways, back to this. Offensive powerhouse Mike Anderson answers back to tie it up with his fifth goal of the season.
It's a defensive game.
Uh-huh. Literally, because it's both defensemen that scored.
That's why I said it.
Do I chew like a lot? Two people said
pew, 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 pew. Finger guns. Yeah.
As a person who has that like weird gene or whatever that hates people chewing that sound, which Scott has, by the way, too.
Okay.
Really?
Can't stand it either. Yeah.
Is it his gene? Is it like the people?
Yeah,
who all the fucking like,
time, dude.
Fucking you cilantro.
Like, you don't even realize you just like grab a snack and you just start eating.
I'm so not conscious of it.
You are not.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, everybody that listens.
No, you're not.
I am now. I feel guilty now.
It wasn't before. Wait, but is that like a real gene?
I don't know if it's gene or whatever, but it's.
Oh.
Some people say personality defect. I don't know.
Dear defective bitch.
Misophonia.
See, Steve. I love Steve.
That was strong, dude. You came in that quick.
That's like a fucking trivia question.
Yeah.
Bitch, he made that word up.
Hey, $5 says he's right.
Nope.
Right now.
Jordan's not taking that bet.
Come on. It's $5. Just do it. A chronic condition that causes people to have an extreme reaction to certain sounds or triggers. Wow.
Steve, my man.
You are the man.
Dennis is truly triggered. Fucking trigger.
See, Michelle, too. Ooh,
hey, you're in good company.
Don't piss off Michelle.
I'd like to piss off Michelle.
Whoa.
And then make up afterwards by the end of the show. So then we're all cool.
That's a weird kink.
Why does it got to be a kink? Why is it just, it's banter. Why can't we just say banter? It's fun for the show.
See, whoa.
Right,
Jordan's already on beer number two.
Jordan's probably on beer number four waiting for us, to be honest.
Fair.
I did have four beers at lunch today. That was cool.
Wow.
Yeah. When I was talking to him, he was three beers deep already. And driving. Nope. So I don't know where number four came in.
I was working on number four at that point.
And driving.
Yeah. Road sodas.
Allegedly.
Dr. Peppers.
The Dr. Peppers. Yeah.
All right, so we got a goal from Hedman.
Yeah, and then we won from Mikey Anderson, dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Where you been?
Fucking Steve.
To tie it up.
You said piss off, Michelle, right?
Why are you guys making this dirty?
Really, James? Really? You're surprised by this?
You shouldn't be.
It was an innocent comment that you guys are twisting it.
Anyways.
Going to run it into the ground.
After a scoreless second period, Adrian Kempe gets his 19th goal of the season.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't know who you guys think about when you think of the number 19, but it's definitely not Alex Iafallo.
It is for me.
April Turcotte,
1st, he'll be in crypto. Just saying.
It's going to be funny because he's going to be injured and he's gonna be like, April Fools.
Oh, that's a cruel joke, Jordan. I don't like it.
Should we one bit?
Should we bet on it?
Yeah, $5.
Give me odds.
There's no odds. He's either injured or not. I'm not betting
what's,
that he's
what's
be
the
injured.
Over under on him being injured?
I bet he's gonna be injured. You have direct effect on that. I don't trust you. You son of a bitch. You do something for $5. Did you guys start early? Actually, we started 50 minutes late.
$5 is $5.
Oh my god.
No, don't yes. keep your alarm safe. We're in Texas.
The play by Turcotte on that Kempe goal was pretty fantastic.
That pass. Now, Kempe describing it, the fact that, no, I'm sorry, Turcotte describing it, saying, you know, Kempe was coming in off the bench and Kempe called for the puck.
He was coming where?
Off. Once again, for the second time, off the bench.
You said coming in.
Coming in, off.
Coming in, off. Yeah, coming in. Play off the bench, and he called for it. But Turcotte doesn't look back.
Tommy John, love your surgery, bud.
He literally just tosses it around, and it is the most beautiful pass.
Oh, but he was like had to fight for it too.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was struggling, and he just boink. it was literally just like a boom, and right to Kempe. There was no chance on that puck, zero chance.
Yeah,
no,
that was
9:30 p.m. Whoa.
I mean, we started at like 9:25, and we tried to start at 8:30. So yeah. That says anything.
Once a year, Tana, in January, we were in Texas in a conference room.
Yeah.
And technical difficulties, everything. And I brought all the cord. I brought literally my own extension cord.
Yeah, last
cord.
Time we searched an hour for like an extension cord.
Yeah, I brought everything. And then it was the internet. That was the problem. So. Our bad. I said our bad.
Is there notifications on Twitter? Like whenever we tweet, like you can get a notification.
I do. Yeah.
I'm wondering if Hannah can do that.
I twatted. Tweeted. X'd.
Party people.
Z'd. Anyway. Beautiful goal.
You pod yeah. God
beautiful.
Laughs. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that a slam?
Or fucking slam. With us?
Jordan, I feel like that's... Or Jaden, I feel like it's a little slam there.
Yeah.
Slam!
Dude, that's 2 weeks in a row.
The boys.
Maybe not on the podcast, but we did that last week, too.
What, slam?
Yeah. You're on the phone. Da-da. It's just when it works, right?
It does. It was,
I told
it was
you.
There. All right, like, so we won.
I don't know.
That's awesome. How about Trevor Luce's 1,000th game?
Oh, yeah. Now Mikey wants him to retire.
I mean, that's coming in. Everybody Oregon. Was there. Carter was there.
Oregon traded to the Utah Muzzin
was there.
Oh, really? I saw Carter on the broadcast.
Yeah, Muzzin was there.
Big Muzz.
Who else was there? There's like four or five people there.
Nice. I'm sure Stoli was there.
There was... A lot more than
I mean, he was broadcasting, so he was there. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was cool that they all came back for him. It was
Hannah
funny.
Said Teddy Purcell.
Ooh,
Carter. Carter was actually talking on the broadcast about, you know, that he got injured on 9/99, and that kind of screwed up everybody's travel plans because they all planned to be there for us anyway. Never thought about that. Okay, let's fly through this because I see Tommy John in here. Love hearing that Kaliev was untouchable when I said he was a 1-2. Trick pony only to let him lost to the waivers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They took a chance on him, right, at the draft. He fell pretty low in the draft compared to where his skills should have been, but it was a work ethic issue. Mm-hmm. It was potential injuries, and we kind of saw both of those. I really had high hopes for that, though. I felt like the Kings really came up on that pick.
Yeah.
I was excited for that one.
Pretty excited to have like a kind of like a power play specialist type of guy.
Yeah.
You're really fucking up my one general notable.
Well, blame Tommy John.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Damn it. But
damn it, and his Tommy John, his surgery.
That was a pick when I was watching it. I was like, oh,
second
man.
Second time I didn't make that.
I feel like we stole that one because everybody passed on him. And it was sad watching his, like, he expected to go higher and just watching his face.
Even Jane said, remember when many hockey folks were calling Kaliev the steal of the draft? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah.
We all called it a steal.
Oh, tail, so. Steve said that's why Daryl and Chris were in town. That was supposed to be game 1000.
Oh.
I was at that game.
I feel like Daryl was also there that night. For his actual 1000. I'm not sure.
It's not doing much.
I'm sure you can find someone else to till the farm. John Deere. Inside joke.
Yep.
Hannah has a ranch?
What do farmers do?
Farm.
First they seed. We had a whole speech about John Deere today.
Yeah.
Hmm. Lovely.
So we had the most horsepower.
What does John Deere have to do with cash management?
Profitability. How they represent their products, and it's a whole sales training thing we went through. But it was really good. I really loved it.
Sounds like you're painting your truck green now, huh?
No. That's for John Deere to do. Don't want to take that away from
John Deere's painting our trucks.
They're painting their trucks. We had a fire spring up near the ranch this afternoon. We went and watered down some stuff. Ranch hands turned on the sprinklers, soaked the hills. We're good. Just stressed. I might go to bed early. Oh, that sucks. Sorry to hear that, Hannah. All right. Yeah, unless he was one fighting. How come you guys don't allow text on King's Talk anymore?
That's Guy.
And Jesse on all the King's Men. He handles that. You can definitely, we'll mention it to him that we'd like to see some texts back on the red. I'm not sure why. I think we've said his name three times now,
so I think he's about to appear.
Oh, yeah. It's like Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Jesse.
Because people stopped calling is what Steve said.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you still have, like, we still have it open for texts, and we'll read them when they come in. That shouldn't be.
He's talking about King's Talk.
I know. I'm saying, but if a text comes in, it doesn't change our. We could just read it. I don't know why you wouldn't read them anymore.
Oh,
doesn't make sense to me. But maybe just shut down the whole phone number.
Hello.
We'll find out. It's good. Good question. My friend lost his home. Sorry to hear that. Jose, that's Altadena. That sucks.
Yeah, I have a friend with a home in danger too. So, in Hollywood,
a ranch not where fun. We have horses. We don't own a ranch. I'm fucking poor, Jordan. LOL. Wow.
You have horses. You're not that poor.
True.
Anyways, should we pay some bills?
Sure.
In a minute,
because we're just reading comments at this point.
Playoffs. We're talking about playoffs.
Playoffs?
We're talking about playoffs. Playoffs. We're
talking about playoffs,
we're
man.
We're talking about playoffs. You bet we are. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? I am. We're in Texas. Try betting on something simple like
son of a bitch.
A players to score six. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. There's many different odds and bets, so make sure you take a look at all the odds, the different lines, state lines, and they're, you know, please note they are subject to change. New DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's THPN for customers. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Awesome. Yeah.
In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive reward.
Not true.
Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. That's 7 days. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/bball and dkng.co/audio.
Oh, really?
little additional bonus for you.
Bonus.
Bonus blurb.
Boners.
If you're not careful, I'll show you my bonus.
Wow.
The after show.
OnlyFans.com/KingsRow.
No, .co.
Is it really?
For game time. It's gametimes.co.
I'm sure they're going to love that lead in.
We're going to do it later. Keep going.
James rethought his decisions.
Dennis gave a strong decision.
That was like Andy Cohen looking at Whitney Cummings on New Year's Eve.
I did not see that.
Whitney was doing what?
All right, James, get us there.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs. Zach.
Hey, Arthur Kaliev got waived.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Pretty much everybody.
Waved.
Jordan can't see you.
Oh, I was waving. Can you still not see us?
Nah, I don't know what's going on.
That's nuts.
Sometimes this has happened before, and if I like go out of StreamYard and come back in, but I don't really care to.
You do what back in?
You know.
On or off?
I was listening to Kill Tony today.
Great show.
Excuse me. And there was this comedian on there that had a birthing kink.
What's that?
No, not a birthing. What do you call it?
Like a pregnant lady kink?
Yeah, no, like he like what? An an impregnating kink. Like he wanted that turned him on. It was very weird.
Oh, like Nick Cannon, right?
No, no, that guy just fucks a lot.
Yeah, he's just different. Different kink.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He loves Cannon. Whoa! All up in there. Yeah, Kaliev was waived, and that's really disappointing and infuriating, and it pisses me off and all the fucking things. Because it was a failure. A lot like some of Rob Blake's more recent.
Okay, so who are you pissed off at in this situation?
Right.
Mostly Bob Dole.
I'm Bob Dole.
No, I mean, I'm not. You don't have to be pissed off at somebody. You have to be. You can be pissed off at a situation.
Well, things don't work out sometimes, right?
I've had
many relationships that just didn't work out. It was nobody's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was probably yours.
Steve said, because we got nothing for him. You think they didn't try?
No, I guarantee they just didn't let him go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why someone wasn't willing to give a late round pick, but obviously no one was willing to give anything. But New York's like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, they were quick to pick him up, though.
For free. Like,
fuck it. For free.
Yeah. Well, let's say they still got to pay him. But
yeah, but they don't have to give anything up. They just added an asset, and they got Rempe off the fucking roster. So
he just got old fashioned, just sitting.
Dude, you're like on number three since we started, and you're like plowing through that
deep before we started.
Whoa.
Hey, when you got an ID that just gets you free drinks all night.
Four or five deep, dude. Congratulations.
Four or five, that's about all of it.
On a good night.
I don't know. Again, I'm not necessarily mad at anybody, because I can say I'm mad at Rob Blake. I can say I'm mad at Kaliev, but I'm just mad at the situation. That's all.
It's definitely not a leadership thing, because I think we all agreed that was a great pick when it happened.
Yeah.
And it was, we knew it was a gamble, right? Because he should have gone 10 picks earlier.
It didn't feel like lose him to waivers type gamble, though.
No.
It definitely wasn't a Cal Peterson loss, though. So there's that.
Well, they also didn't pay him as much as they paid Cal Peterson.
Yeah, exactly. So it worked out a little better. Could have been worse.
I'm sure they tried to trade him. They found nobody willing to entertain it. So like, well, we got to do something. So let's put him on waivers. And he's probably going to clear, because obviously nobody wanted him, even for a low pick.
Well, I think there's also some strategery in that, because like if nobody takes him, right, mm-hmm. we're going to get him on the cheap anyway, because we know you have to do something with him.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, fucking no, we're good. What's your move?
Yeah.
Your move, Kings. And then
now he's got to stay on the roster.
That's
right?
Assuming 30 other teams aren't going to try and do the same thing. That being said, I don't know where the Rangers were on the waiver wire, but.
Well, then also, if you don't have this on notables, the Rangers are also looking to make another move.
Oh,
allegedly.
This is very, very deep in the rumor mill.
There's right. there's some interest in
Artemi Panarin. You are a Los Angeles King.
Nope.
No, it's more than the goalie, more than that.
Oh. Yeah, no, I saw that.
I hate the idea of Quickie going to Edmonton, though.
This is bullshit.
I fucking hate that.
Rumor. I'm with Jordan. I think it's bullshit.
I think he reserves the right. I mean, I don't think he like legally or contractually has the right to deny any trades, because, you know, 87-year-old goalies don't have no clauses. But
his Walker sponsor does, though.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the cold is bad for his bones. Right, James?
Yeah. It happens to us.
Yeah, you guys are on the same age.
To us.
To us.
It's closer to your age than mine, asshole.
I think we're the same age. it's reverse points order. Okay, there you go. For waivers. Yeah, so as we've alluded to, Jonathan Quick is linked to the Edmonton Oilers via trade, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I can't think of a team I would rather not have him on. That doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
No, say it again.
I don't want
to. Was that like a triple negative?
Yes, so that makes it a positive, I think. No, is it back to a negative? I can't think of a team that I would want him to go to less.
There you go. That's better.
Bingo!
I'll tell you what. I was telling Dennis, I feel like let's get Edmonton, right, first round, if all things work out, right, and the Kings continue to win. Because there's going to be no better, right? First of all, Edmonton doesn't look like the same team they were last year. But there's going to be no better way to start the playoffs.
Good again. What are you talking about?
They're
ahead of us.
Darnell Nurse is.
Did you not listen to the intro?
I heard, but we still got two games in hand, so we're fine. But
true.
Listen, like, you've got to get that monkey off your back. And I was on that train until I heard about that rumor. And then I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. If that ever plays out, there's no chance I want that.
He's not going to start in the playoffs, barring
nobody's some there.
Catastrophic injury.
He's there, right? Something happens with Skinner, then he's there. Quick has a 20-team no-trade list.
Is that a thing? I think he only do 10.
Edmonton has been on fire lately. No, that's it's not.
No,
them.
That's actually Los Angeles has been on fire lately.
Yeah. Well, too soon.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let us tweet that out earlier. Then you throw it out on a live podcast.
Jesus. No, you were going to make some distasteful joke.
It wasn't distasteful. It was very clever.
I was talking about the Kings are 7-2-1 the last 10. What are you talking about? Yeah. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I was talking about the Calgary Flames.
Yeah. Sure.
Coming to Los Angeles.
What? Did I actually get that right? Are they 7-2-1 in the last 10? And they're not ahead of us, Dennis. They are 7-2-1 in the last 10. Wait, hold on. Let me refresh. No, they're not. According to NHL.com, I refreshed.
Oh, Dennis, did you give us bad stats to open the show up?
Oh, wait. This is saying we lost in overtime last. Fucking NHL.com. Hey,
James, look at my phone.
Why is it doing this? Three.
It says third place.
I see points 51 to 53.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
As you guys sorted by points percentage.
Dum-bum-ba-dum.
NHL.com is stupid.
Can you tell me what app I'm using to look at this?
That would be NHL.com.
The NHL app is where I'm getting my information from. So,
well, I'm pretty sure the win loss.
I'm pretty sure you're just stupid.
I'm pretty sure back in my day.
No, so here's the thing that's dumb about NHL.com is that when you just leave the standings open on your tabs and you press refresh, it stays on the same date.
Yeah, you gotta change the date.
Yeah, yeah. Mine has been on like December 8th for
probably
the past.
Use a stupid iPhone, that's why.
It's an Apple computer.
Yeah.
MacBook.
It's been on December 8th for that long?
Yeah, so all these times when I say, hey, so-and-so is, you know, this many wins, this many losses, this many overtime losses, hey, it's been wrong.
He's been fucking with our picks the whole time.
And like he's in the lead right now.
A month.
This motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Go figure.
Yeah. Coincidence, right? Yeah.
Mm.
That's pretty funny.
Honest mistake. Yeah, right? Yeah.
What a dick.
Dick.
That's pretty funny. It's been wrong for a month. I've just been reading the same shit over and over again.
What a dumbass.
You guys didn't even notice.
You. All right. Well, let me get into this. Since we didn't notice, let's talk about something. Let's talk about GameTime.co. Do you have the GameTime app? How do you get your tickets?
I do have the GameTime app.
I do too.
Well, please. Take a look at Game Time if you haven't. Download the Game Time app. You can take a look at their Game Time picks. It's a curation makes it easier to save on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, whatever type of tickets you're looking for. They offer an option for if you just toggle it, all-in pricing. A feature allows you total upfront costs with no surprise fees at checkout. As you scroll through all of the tickets, you get a seat view, panoramic view of your seat. Before you buy. So you don't have to go search it anywhere else. But they also offer a lowest price guarantee. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if you find a better price. Game Time ticket coverage, it means your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Why does it make sense to use Game Time? You know what's funny? I was going to talk about this. I was sitting next to some fans, one from here, one from Utah. And as we were just talking back and forth, I heard him talking. And did I tell you this last week? Yeah. I did. I overheard them talking about Game Time.
Same story.
Yeah, same thing. Well, at least you know it's true because it's all same words.
Cool story, bro.
All right. So what can you do? Take guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN. For $20 off, download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time.
Sandworms. All right, I need to get to King's website.
Whose house?
Someone's shredding the piano out there.
Ram's house.
Oh, we got three games this week.
Oh, what the fuck?
All right. Quick beer break.
Quick beer break.
I like how we come back from it. We're not even back from the beer break. He's already cracked it, so you don't get the good cracks out. Anyway.
Well, we're back now. We're back.
Oh, we are back?
At the crack.
Right. We're back now.
Oh, yeah. You should do it at the crack. That's cool.
Yeah, just show that crack.
Yeah. All right, we're back.
No, Dennis, it's not that Dennis didn't do that type of work anymore. It's that I got a promotion and I'm no longer his boss.
No, I think he's talking about sex work.
Oh, the hooking. Got it.
Yeah.
No, he does house calls. Dennis, Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm here then. we're a team.
Moral support.
Just like Hannah, you're my manager.
Yeah, there it is. I think they call that pimp.
Yeah.
No, James is the talent manager and Dennis is the talent, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very
talent.
Very
oral.
Oh, wow.
Tommy, did you say Spokane?
I corrected myself. I said Bellingham. My bad. My bad. I said my bad.
Yeah, that's Eastern Washington. That's gross.
Yeah, I know. I knew to correct that one.
But it's so close to. Where's my sticker? Shit. Oh, God damn it.
All right. Hey, let's listen to this.
Whoa.
Hey, you like that shit?
Here you go.
Okay. It's Mark, your Canadian Kings fan here.
Coeur d'Alene.
Happy New Year, all.
Found it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. I mean, all right. I got to eat some crow.
Ooh. How's it taste?
On my words. Because.
I heard it tastes like chicken.
Joel Edmondson
Is that crow poutine?
Looking pretty good recently. I mean, we beat Jersey. He had a pretty good game. And then, he was playing pretty good, I got to say. I mean, I hope the contract ages well. But I apologize for my hatred towards Rob Blake in the offseason for signing him. I mean, or really, whatever.
That's very big of you.
He had a really good game, and then I did hear the coach actually speak up for him in the press conference after the Jersey game. Big win against Jersey. That was a fun game to watch in general. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry.
Sorry.
And I was wrong. We'll see how the end of that contract looks, but yeah, and we got Tampa coming in on the weekend. That's going to be tough. They seem like they're playing better. Hopefully we win that one. At least get a point.
Spoiler alert, we do.
The boys are rolling, and we're looking real good, and I'm really getting excited because Byfield, Yala is playing great. He's going to score a goal soon because he's been playing real good. And he's not getting penalties. That's awesome. So I kind of figured that out. Hopefully that continues to stick. And what else? You know, Calgary, after that, we're going to beat Calgary at home. And then we got a West Coast road swing. That's going to be tough, but hopefully we get some wins out of that. And I just wanted to say, hey, and happy New Year to y'all. We're going to go outside in the cold and take some fucking pictures of the winter wonderland that's out there. Nice. Anyway,
send me Kings Row. Bye. Send those pictures, Kings Row.
Sorry.
Hey, sorry.
About Calgary.
Kilgary.
That's how you know he's Canadian.
Hey, Mikey has a good comment. And am I the only one that thinks the addition of Doughty will be a lateral improvement?
So I was gonna, I was been thinking about bringing this up the last couple of podcasts. I just haven't. Mostly because Dennis is being a bitch right now. I'm going to bed. Just kidding. Love you, Dennis. I'm also tired. That's why I'm kind of on one. But I think there's a conversation to have.
You're already leaning off screen, so you're done.
I was leading off screen before we started recording, so fuck True. You. I don't know. Do we want to talk about it?
Sure.
Do we want to talk about potentially, sure. You know, the like...
So what happens? Doughty comes back. What happens? What's the first step? Where does he go?
To another team, maybe.
Nope.
No.
That didn't happen. I understand. I'm not saying he should.
Not going to happen.
But I think that it's worth having a little chit chat on our stupid little podcast we have.
Okay, so let's take it baby steps. Let's talk about the inevitable. He comes back. He's available to play. Where does he play, and who does he play with?
The inevitable.
Well, he's going back to. Well, I mean, Hiller did say that they're going to ease him back in, which is not what he's going to want to do. But
right, that's what I don't think do. You put him back with Mikey.
No, Mikey's playing too well with
Gab.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't like that move at all. So I think he's not in first line or first pair.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's not going to be playing all those minutes. They're going to.
Right. You got Clark and Edmondson, right? You don't break that pair up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Doughty and Clark on the same defensive pairing would be pretty fun to see.
Yeah, but then someone's playing on
the offside. I'm not saying it's the right place to put them.
Someone's got to play their offside.
Right, but maybe on like the power play, you could play him. It's a little less important.
I haven't seen your chin in weeks.
Yeah.
Well, which one? Boom.
Fuck you.
Hey, we don't know. We can't see. Mr. Wilson. There it is. Okay.
Which one of your many heads can we not see, James?
Listen, I got six.
Steve said.
That sounds like a penis thing. Sorry.
James hit it. I think Doughty and Gavrikov should be a pair. James is saying don't split that pair up.
I would say don't
split up Mikey and Gav. Steve said we're not going to get a lot better on D from him, but should help the PP a lot.
Whoa.
He's got a big PP?
Yep, he's going to help the PP. Mikey's saying Doughty, Gavrikov, Mikey with Spence, and then Clark and Edmondson.
I think. I like it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't like it. Switch Mikey and Dowdy.
I like how he flipped positions too.
Right.
Couldn't keep him straight.
I think you just convert Dowdy to a forward.
Oh, never mind. James is wrong. I don't hate that, Mikey.
Convert Dowdy to a forward and just fucking.
I tried to do that with Brownie.
Brent Burns him. Hey, yeah. That wasn't you. Wasn't
they might idea. They might do it just because the
my neighbor Greg.
Because Gavrikov's playing on his offside right now. But they are playing well together. But because he's playing on his offside, they might split that up.
Dowdy fourth line winger. See, there you go. But that he's not gonna hit the minutes. He's gotta be first line, top line.
Was he placed Lewis?
That's
yeah, because he's gonna get traded to Utah, right, Mikey?
Yeah, it's either Mikey Dowdy or Gavrikov Dowdy. Yeah. Dowdy would immediately take Turcotte's spot on the top line. Mikey,
could you imagine?
Mikey, that's
put Drew in goal.
Put Drew in goal. All right, guys. My neighbor has this great idea. Hear me out.
I talked to Greg.
It's a little unorthodox, but
I promise you, I will talk to Greg about this. I'll find out where
just
he
hear
says
me out.
Where he says Dowdy goes. I'll bring that back to you next week.
Yeah.
Let him coach. I don't hate that.
I mean, if you put him in goal, there's no room to complain about minutes.
Put him in goal. You said you wanted more ice time, Drew.
He got 60 minutes of game time.
Yeah.
Game time.
Didn't he want to be a goalie when he was a kid?
Was that him?
Makes sense.
I think that was him.
And they no, or was that Getzloff? And they didn't want to pay for pads.
I thought it was Drew. All right. Next voicemail. You said we got four?
Dennis, you're so fucked.
I know. If you can save a wrench, you can save
a
buck.
All right, I wanted to credit one play that Edmondson did at the end of a penalty that he was killing. I don't know if you guys noticed it, that bank shot pass, instead of just, because he had like 2 seconds left, and he had the puck in our corner. Could have fired it. I was up yelling because I used to fucking panic with my stick holding the puck as a defenseman. I was just great at firing that puck down on the ice. But he, like the Stanley Cup champion that he is, made a beautiful bank pass to, I think it was when the person, whoever was coming out of the box, or I think it was, yeah, the way he knew the person was coming out of the box, he banked the pass right to him, and then they took it into the offensive zone there, the O zone. And, I just wanted to, I got to give my props. I mean, he's been playing really good. And can't wait. Drew's coming back. Trevor Lewis is coming back, I guess. Anyways, bye.
Bye. Trevor Lewis is coming back.
Enjoy. Mikey, where the fuck is Russisa? Send him a message, Mikey. He is findable.
Okay. I should probably make notes before I call.
Mikey or?
Anyways, Mark? Andre Lee, congratulations on an all-timer of a first career NHL goal. Yeah. Unbelievable. Did I mention how Byfield's been playing great? I don't know. I said something about Fiala.
Should have been Byfield, general, I mean, notable.
This kid, he's figuring out, I think, that he's what big, he's strong, and drive.
Ooh, handsome. Oh, wait.
To the net.
Whoa.
Penetrate.
Whoa.
Throbbing.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That took a turn.
We should have screened that one. God bless. What should have been general notable? I don't know. The first NHL goal of 2025? That should probably have been a general notable.
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, doofus.
Well, then let me play the rest.
Get in there.
James was drunk last week.
On that. I mean, it seems like we're fucking figuring it out. We're figuring it out, boys.
Figure all right,
I'm going to do notes next time. Maybe I'll start a thing on my notes app. You're good. Well, before I call you guys, so I don't have to ADD this every fucking time. Anyway, go Kings, go!
Ooh, I like it. That's two night games where he almost had soda shootouts.
That was better than the first one. I literally soda. Spit into the can.
Fucking.
Ooh, man.
Mikey's Canadian cousin.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thomas in Washington or Bellingham?
It's Tom.
Not Spokane.
Thomas.
Calling in. I haven't called in a while. I want to know where all those Kings fans clamoring for a Byfield trade at now.
Yeah, hiding.
Yeah, where are all those trade proposals at now that Byfield's on the heater?
They're over there in Hockey Royalty.
Hope everyone is nice and safe. I know it's pretty scary down there with all the fires and the postponing of tonight's game. Hope everyone's safe down there.
Thanks, buddy.
I had another reason I needed to call, or that I wanted to call, other than the whole like Byfield being a badass and no one having patience with poor kids. But I don't remember what it is. So if I do remember, I'll call back. Other than that, boys are on a heater. Hopefully we continue after the
Oh no.
Well, I think he ended with Go Kings Go
appropriately. Go Kings Go.
Yeah.
I will. Hey, we'll give a shout out because we're in Dallas. First night I came in, I wore my Kings hat. So our friend Tammy showed up tonight at the mixer at the bar in a full Dallas Stars sweatshirt to show me up. And she made me hug her. She's like, come in. And I gave her a hug and I had to touch that Dallas Stars bullshit in my suit. That's why I threw it off. But shout out to all the Dallas Stars fans here now that we're in their town and we still have to get out of here, hopefully, by Friday.
I don't think that's happening.
Well, I'm trying to put out good thoughts and at least say, hey, Dallas Stars fans.
I'm trying to jinx the jinx.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go another direction. Right? One of us will be right.
Wait, why are you not getting out of Dallas?
Because there's like a crazy storm. Dallas is scheduled to get more snow than they've ever received before.
Really?
Starting tomorrow through Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know how to deal with that shit either, so you're fucked.
Nope.
Yeah.
Just drive back. Don't be a bitch.
Mikey said, do you guys know that the Minnesota North Stars were almost the Los Angeles Stars? No, I did not.
Huh.
Sounds like that should be a voicemail.
How pissed would like Minnesota be? First you take the basketball team, now you take the fucking hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
That would be some shit.
You drinking a Voodoo Ranger? No, I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Quite different.
Had myself about 23 Dr. Peppers.
Yeah, the hotel doesn't have any crackable beers here. They're all bottles.
Bottles or what else? Oh, yeah. It was either that or it was like Red Bull. So we went and like found some Dr.
Red
Peppers.
Bull?
Or the Red Bull.
You like Red Bull? I like Red Bull. I've had like five Red Bulls. You want a Red Bull?
Don't go for a run, then go get a Red Bull.
Don't know which is worse.
Yes, we had to
love Dr. Pepper.
Procure some sodas.
Yeah.
From our stash.
Yeah.
Sodas.
Soda.
Dallas Stars are playing somebody this tomorrow.
Mm. Are they? I don't know if anybody can get to the arena.
Maybe we go to the game in the snow. Dallas Stars are playing. No, they're not. They're playing today, which is midnight. Okay, they're playing the Flyers. 6 p.m. Maybe we cut
bingo
out of here and go to the game.
Bingo bongo.
Probably not.
Probably so.
It'd be fun, but
why not? Let's just do it.
Because of the snow.
We've got Kings hats, dude. We're not wearing sweaters.
So it doesn't break any rules, right?
Right. Kings hats. Because we're
in Kings hats?
Yeah, not sweaters. So
I'm just saying because of the snow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not afraid of snow, but
neither am I. We're not driving.
Kind of sounds like
you are. We're not driving, but somebody is.
Yeah, Uber's got to figure that out.
Do they know how to drive in the snow?
They live here. They don't deal with snow. Okay, I see your point.
You're also in Texas. You're probably going to pick the right
Mike
truck.
Mike says, do it, Dennis. Don't be a baby. If they were playing in Oklahoma, he'd do it.
Yeah.
I wore my Kings jersey to a Clippers game one time.
Good.
I'm fucking embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
I'm not saying the snow because of cold. I'm not afraid of the cold.
It's the getting there.
It's the getting there because there's supposed to be like feet of snow out there
Michelle says, you'll be fucking fine.
I haven't seen very many plows driving around out there, Michelle. Getting you fine.
Dennis is looking good. You got all prepped for the conference.
Yeah. No, she said he'll be, he will be. He's not currently.
Sounds like you scared of snow.
I almost died on a mountain in a like storm of the century thing and trying to get to Durango, Colorado. So yeah, that was my first experience driving in snow too. And we literally almost slid off a mountain. So
I almost died off the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
I didn't want to die outside a mountain.
Nobody wants
to
die.
Let me tell you the story.
I'm taking it that that's from a movie.
No. I was thrown out of a bar.
Into public.
Into public.
Let's see.
No Alex Novechkin. Plowing McPlowface.
Alex Novechkin.
Driving in whiteouts is fucking terrifying.
It is. I had no idea like how that worked until I was in one. Almost. We slid in like slid sideways into a gas station, not on purpose.
The question is, but did you die? You're sitting here now.
I mean, obviously,
the answer is no.
Obviously,
I drove in a whiteout, and in that whiteout on the highway,
you died.
No, the hood of the truck flew open.
Well, that's just compounding problems now, isn't it?
Now I'm staring at the hood of a truck. It's 65 miles. You had
like this. It's like the same visibility if it's whiteout.
Truly. So you have to like slow. That's crazy because you can't stick your head out because you're getting slammed by snow. You just have to slow down and kind of work your way over. It was at night, too. It was crazy. It was one of the craziest driving experiences of my life. It was in Chicago.
Yeah, that's scary.
Chicago.
All right.
The weekend!
There we go.
There it is.
I did it. Hold on. I'm not ready, though.
You son of a... After all that's the shit-talking to James...
I heard the I follow helmet. It's all white out. Whoa.
Whoa. Because James came all over it. I get it. Giggity. Friday at the Jets as the Jets look for revenge. And now that I have the update. Oh, shit. No. Fuck. God damn it. Okay, fixed it. Now they have the updated list. The Jets are 28-12-2. Whoa, they've lost a lot of games.
They went through a rough patch.
They did. They're 6-3-1 their last 10. They are 15-4-2 at home, which they are always tough to play against in their own barn, or as they call it, the hangar. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds good.
I just remember when Jordan's like, hey, NHL.com is wrong. They're saying it was OTL1. Is their streak?
That's right. She was never updated.
You dick.
That is hilarious. Yep. I remember that too.
Yeah, suck it, nerds.
Like they're stupid.
No, you suck it. Fucking NHL doesn't even know how to keep stats.
Fucking nerds.
It's a Jets logo.
Oh shit! Tomorrow evening's flights from Dallas to Oakland have been canceled. By Southwest.
Mm.
Good thing we're not flying tomorrow, but that doesn't bode well for Friday. No,
that's a precursor to...
Yeah.
Where's Winnipeg in here? I don't see him. There we are.
Winnipeg. That's a loss for me.
It's a loss for you?
Yes.
Oh, look at all the goals. Wow.
Look at all those goals. Wait, what's their last 10, Jordan? The accurate one.
6-3-1.
And what's the Kings' last 10?
Confident. I was right about that. 7-2-1.
Ooh, it's better.
No, sorry. Sorry, Snow. I take it back. 6-2-2.
Ooh.
I don't know. Some guy.
Hellebuck.
Probably. He's really good.
What day? Wait, Kings.
Saturday. Friday. I take that back. Yeah. First half of the back-to-back.
They haven't been on the road in a while.
Right? On the road again.
So who's the next game?
That Calgary.
Winnipeg right. Played Tuesday.
I'm going loss. First road game in a while. I'm going loss.
Pussy.
You call a loss? You shut the fuck up.
Okay. I'm going to say this.
I'm just saying.
James is just trying to keep me up later.
I'm going
to
say this confidently. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Comrie's in goal, and it's a win.
Wow. Why is he in goal?
Because they play the Avalanche the following night.
Ooh.
You already said win. Or you already said loss. So
the Kings are the better team. Why wouldn't they put their better goalie against the better team?
Yeah, Avalanche is they got more firepower.
Moving on. Next game.
Which Jordan said, didn't say.
Yeah, let's talk more. Let's talk more about this. I think Avalanche is the better team. Right, James? What say you?
I see what you're doing, Jordan.
James clearly doesn't.
Nope.
Steve's calling OTL versus Winnipeg. Nice. I don't hate it. Nice. I don't hate it. All right, next. Following night, we play the Calgary Flames. I'm going to say Calgary like that for the rest of my life now.
Calgary?
Calgary. I like it.
Yeah, if they decide to come through. Bitches.
What?
They didn't want to come around this today.
We're playing in Canada.
I don't think they had a choice in that, James. Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
That's a win.
Okay. Fifth. Pacific 19-14-7, 3-5-2 in the last 10. 13-6-3 at home. They're pretty good at home. Negative 14 goal differential.
Kings are a good bounce back team after they lose to Winnipeg.
Yeah. What's your fucking logic, James? Sorry.
We're going to go. Kadri's got 5 goals in.
Who is we?
We.
Yeah.
They, them, we.
You said we're going to go.
Is that a problem? Is that a problem?
Yes.
Assuming.
I'm not saying shit.
No, I'm talking to Jordan. He can't see me.
You're looking at me.
But he can't see me.
You're looking at me.
There's no sense looking there because he can't see me.
Looking deep into my eyes when you asked that, by the way.
I couldn't even see you if my screen was working properly.
Because
I'm on a different page.
That's a win.
All right.
Coward. Coward.
I wanted it so bad.
Get that bottle of water. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, bud.
Jordan, what'd you call?
I called the win.
Win, all right.
Yeah. No one's getting any points on that one. That's why I called James.
Call it coward.
Because he couldn't do something different than the two of us to try and make up points. Because
he couldn't say OTL. That's why.
Because I called
so bad.
It's mostly because I already called someone a pussy tonight, so I decided to change it up and use the word coward. Monday at Edmonton. They're second in the Pacific, as we covered earlier.
It's a win.
Right? 25-12-3, 7-2-1 in the last 10, 14-7-1 at home, plus 23 goal differential. That is a win.
All right.
3-0!
I'm gonna go with loss on that one. I'm gonna try and make up some points.
Good for you.
That's the only reason. The only reason.
Yeah, Draisaitl. 7 Dennis goals in the last 10 games. Oof. 7 goals, 7 assists.
That's 14 points.
Guy's putting up a lot of points.
Yeah.
1.4 a game.
Well, I mean, he's got the contract. He's got to justify. All right.
How many goals did Arvidsson score on that game?
You better justify ripping someone's head off. What? Limp Bizkit? No? Okay.
I say 0. Arvidsson blanked out that game.
Yeah, he'll probably be hurt, so.
$5?
I said probably.
James is owes somebody a beer or something because he's just trying to win $5.
He's thrown out 3 different things. I said $5 to each one. He's taking none.
Nope.
I don't know where you can buy a beer for $5, but I want to go there.
Well, you get one using your employee badge here, and I just keep the $5.
All right. James is schizophrenic. We is just him for us. That was hard to read.
Ooh, fuck McDavid. Like that.
Big Chase said you can get $5 beers at Rain Games.
Mikey, everybody at the King's Realm is safe. So thank you for asking.
I'm the closest to it, and I'm very safe.
Yeah, we're about 40 miles away.
I'm about 400 miles away.
Yeah, Dennis is, but...
That's because Dennis lives in Central California.
I think everybody does know people in danger or very close. And as you know, if you've lived in Southern California, you could be 40 miles away and you're still covered in ash. And
shit.
Oh, yeah.
The skies are red and orange and the air quality is shit for everybody. So everybody
in LA are still burning from working outside today.
Yeah, everybody in LA is feeling it, whether you're
that's in the fire zone or not. Doing what you do. Does it just wreck the chemicals?
No, the chemicals are fine, actually.
Does it wreck the anything? Like chemistry is what I was going for, actually.
No, chemistry's fine. But as far as like small, tiny particles that are a pain in the ass to clean out, it's hard. I looked at my phone this afternoon, early afternoon, because I stopped early because my eyes were burning, and the AQI was 163.
Ooh. That's bad.
Yeah, not great.
Should be wearing a mask with that.
Yeah, should have.
Yeah, probably.
And apparently, actually
not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people working that had masks on today.
Kids at school were on masks.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
I think we got some more to talk about. Let's talk about Jonathan Quick.
You shut the fuck up.
Let's talk about Jonathan Quick and
follow
how
us everywhere
he was shafted
at, King Drone
for
Pod.
Being an LA King and retiring an LA King.
Like,
because the disrespect that was placed on him.
2317-0087
By management.
Voicemail, text message, 563-170-087.
Hey, can I say something like,
interrupt me while I'm trying to rile up James.
As many cards as we give out, nobody calls the line.
Yeah.
I hear people so pissed off after games. I'm like, hey, I want to hear that fury all the way in. And we never get the calls. So
I don't know.
My New Year's resolution is to get more calls from people after games. One a game. I'm going to get one a game. That's my resolution.
Good luck.
You said we're going to do resolutions this week.
Well, yeah. You didn't. Too late.
My first resolution is... to make podcasts
Jordan.
Go as long as possible when Dennis is tired.
You know, the thing is, when Jordan was super tired, like we wrapped it up. We were cool.
Yeah, but it's a lot funnier when you're super tired and I'm being the asshole.
And we're 2 hours ahead.
Captain Asshole.
Captain, see, it's I have a name tag.
For James Whitlock, Captain Asshole, I'm Dennis Wilson
there,
saying,
go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
I like how he's pointing the wrong way.
Oh, it's right. It's right in my screen.
It's wrong in everybody else's.
Really?
Yeah. Let's get it. Hold on.
No.
Wait, do it the other way.
No, now I'd be right. It's right there.
You're like tickling
its
butthole.
There it is.